It is, undoubtedly, a collection with an unquestionable patrimonial interest, that opens a large perspective about the funeral art in that period. Several famous architects and sculptors participated in the project, like Joseph Puig I Catafalch, Antoni M. Galissa I Sock, Louis Limina, Vicenza Artigas I Alberti, Bonaventura Connell I Montebio, Ismael Smith, Eusebi Arnault, etc. Many of them were disciples of Gaudi's school. In the formation of that cemetery, it has to be emphasized the participation of particular people who financed its creation, related to the general structure and the elevation of the sculptures. In this sense, it has to be pointed out that in the early 20th century were a lot of Indianos who made their fortune in the Americas and that, once consolidated their social and economic status, they decided coming back to their native country, or village. Once here, they built a luxurious house which also served to illustrate its richness. It enabled to maintain a good life and built a great mausoleum, another sign of distinction, and that, in this case, it must enabled a good death. The Lloret de Mar Cemetery can be considered as one of the collection of pieces of art more significant of the Catalan funeral art during the modernist period. Contact. Modernist Cemetery of Lloret de Mar. Camí del Bon Repos. 17310 Lloret de Mar. Spain, email, patrimonycultural@lloret.cat. Website, http://www.lloret.org. Tel +34972364735.